It's now time for the Lawrence Business Magazine show here on the News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN. And here is your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
Thank you, John. Well, John, each week we have in-depth conversations to follow up and explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence in our magazine. And this week, we have a couple of people who I can't think of a better example. We have Sharon Spratt, the CEO, and Peggy Waller, the Director of Community Relations and Development of Cottonwood, Inc. Welcome.
Hi there. Good to be here.
So thank you for joining us today. We covered Cottonwood in our first quarter business magazine this year, and we talked about you guys celebrating 40 years in our community. So we have a lot to talk about. And I want to talk about your unique business plan you guys have, how you engage in the community, and, of course, about this weekend's Salute Day events. But let's talk about a little bit of history. Sharon, I'm going to talk about how did you come to Lawrence and how did you become part of Cottonwood?
Well, I'll do a quick history. Okay. But I grew up in Oakley, Kansas, way out in western Kansas. Went to K-State and actually majored in special education and education. And my husband and I got married, and we decided to move down to Fort Myers, Florida, just kind of on a whim. And that's how I got started working with adults with developmental disabilities or intellectual disabilities. And I worked through the adult education program down there, but at a community program, and where they did work, you know, contract work for businesses. Mm-hmm. We moved back to the Hays area then in 1980, and I worked for Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas. It's another organization similar to like a Cottonwood out in the Hays area. And then our family decided to move to the Lawrence area in 1988, and so then I began with Cottonwood, and then in 89 I did a grant work the first year for supported employment. Mm-hmm. I did technical assistance for statewide community employment programs. And then I became the administrator of services at Cottonwood in 89. And then when the former executive director, CEO John Hellebust left, then I was named the CEO in August of 1994. So it's been quite a number of years that I've been able to serve.
You've been there almost 20 years then? Yourself.
Well, I've been at Cottonwood for over 20.
Over 20, wow.
But then I've been the CEO for nearly 18.
Wow, awesome. Mm-hmm. So you've seen a lot of changes.
Yes, a lot of good changes, and a lot of opportunities for people with intellectual disabilities to be contributing and members of the community.
That's fascinating. I mean, that really. We'll get to that later about all of those things. I also want to talk about now. Peggy's here too. I know you're from Salina, Kansas.
I am.
What's your history? How'd you get to Cottonwood?
Well, I went to school in Colorado and got my teaching degree. I was a special education teacher. And then traveled different paths to around the country, but always working with people with developmental and intellectual disabilities. And so I came to Lawrence in 1999. And started with Cottonwood, and it's such a fantastic place to be that there's just always activity and excitement by the people we support about all aspects of their lives. Mm-hmm. And Cottonwood doesn't do just one thing. I mean, we're involved in all different aspects of their lives. So it becomes kind of a family.
You really have your own kind of community within a community out there, don't you?
Absolutely, we do. Always wanting them to be included in the greater Lawrence, Douglas County community. Mm-hmm. And they really are. They're very, very active members of the community.
You know, we've mm-hmm. had folks in past years help out at the Mosey.
Well, they'll be there tonight.
They'll be there tonight. and a lot of just, you know, people from Lawrence walk by and they know them. You know, they know the folks that we support.
For you that don't know, that's tonight is the Salute Mass Street Mosey, which is the first event of their 3-day festival of drinking.
Of the marathon.
And food.
Yes. Lots of food. Lots of great food. Yes.
And wine tasting. Yeah.
But getting back to a little bit about Cottonwood, which I found just a little bit more for people that aren't familiar with Cottonwood, I think it's just so fascinating how you, I mean, you work with people with developmental disabilities. You do, and you really help them in their lives, support their lives, all the different aspects, and people with varying degrees of need, which, and all throughout the, I'm fascinated by all the different aspects of your business. But what I also think is really amazing, and what we talked about in the business magazine, is you're also to help provide these services. You guys have a business as well, where you give people jobs, where people earn their jobs, earn pay, and really provide valuable services there at the organization as well as throughout the community. So let's tell me some more about Cottonwood.
You know, Ann, what I love is when your first description of Cottonwood was your business. Mm-hmm. And I think that distinguishes us perhaps from some other agencies. We are a wonderful social service agency, mm-hmm. but we are a business. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that has always been, I think, in the history of Cottonwood, mm-hmm. Sharon has always had that focus. We need to be a business. And she mm-hmm. can talk to the philosophy behind that.
Mm-hmm. Like Peggy said, you know, I think folks wanting to work and be contributing members and taxpaying members of the community and of society has always been an underlying value at Cottonwood. And you know, we like to respond to what the preferences and what the folks want to do. And by far, the folks that we support continue to want to work. They want to either work at the work center and or work at a job in the community. And so we do a lot, as you stated it nicely, we provide all those other supports to be able to help them live their lives with varying support needs, but having a job is really vital. So a couple of the ways that we have done that is we have our work center at Cottonwood where we do contract work for companies locally, regionally, and some nationally, where we try to do the fulfillment of their of product for companies. But then we also have a contract with the Department of Defense where we manufacture cargo strap tie downs for all branches of the military. And we've had that contract since 1999. And we're we've learned that we have another, it's going to be a smaller contract probably volume wise, but there's another contract that we will be, I think, getting signed contract mm-hmm. on pretty soon. We got a first quarter, but we don't have the actual signed contract mm-hmm. yet. But it's very close to being coming to fruition. So we really want to look at ways that people can be contributing members in that way. And then our JobLink division also supports people and helps them to be able to get jobs in the community. We have over 255 mm-hmm. people who have majority are part-time jobs, mm-hmm. but jobs in the community working with a very welcoming employers that we really appreciate mm-hmm. how welcoming and open the employers are in this community to support people.
Well, I think also I have to say as people in the community also appreciate what you guys provide too, the services you're helping people, but this. The people that you're getting, you guys really are making sure that they're trained, that they're not just people are not taking up space. They're workers.
It has to be a win-win. You know? Yeah. It has to be a win-win for the employer mm-hmm. as well as the individual. Mm-hmm. And so we place, you know, place folks in a job in the community, and then the job coaches will provide intensive training. And then as the individuals are more comfortable and confident with mm-hmm. their position, then they'll look at fading. But I think a key ingredient to success is that the employers always know they can contact somebody at JobLink if there's something that comes up. Mm-hmm. We always have that connection.
You know, one of the things that happened in looking at the 40 years mm-hmm. of history of Cottonwood, you know, families in the late 60s were concerned about the options for their family members. You know, once they reached adulthood, the options were really limited. They were stay at home and or go to an institution. And so it was all sort of an outgrowth of the civil rights movement in the 60s and early 70s, where agencies like Cottonwood were started. But it all came about because these founding families wanted to have better options. And so it's fascinating to listen to the family stories about what prompted them to get so actively involved. And I actually think that's probably what happens with most of us. When it hits a family member, when some aspect of their life could be better, should be better, then we get activated. And that's what these early founding families did. The Wileys, the Bransons, the Williams families, Browns. There were this group of families that got together. Petey Cerf, and I think it was 68 or 69, she is a well-known philanthropist. She gave the land, 40 acres.
We're located on
31st Street.
Out in rural Lawrence.
Oh, it was. There were no paved roads out there. I mean, it really was rural. But she had kind of some provisions, and those were go build something out there or I'll take the land back. And so the families were able to do that. And when Sharon mentioned about the Lawrence community, 40 years ago, they were amazing in that they responded. They were able to build the first building, the 8,000-square-foot building. The community has always been very, very responsive and supportive of persons with intellectual and developmental disabilities. But there has been a tremendous amount of connectiveness between the original families and the and telling the story, because there aren't that many folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities. What the percentage is like 3%, but they are a vital part of any community, and so it becomes what can we do to enhance this kind of uniqueness? And
well, I think it's what's to me is so amazing is you have people who have these disabilities, but by bringing out their strengths and then making them part of the community, and makes the community better, because now you have people instead of just being in their homes and with their families and not out in the community. Now they're out providing services, they're interacting, and I think and they make your community a better place because you have diversity and openness.
Absolutely,
really wonderful.
And it I think it makes the individuals healthier too. You know, we feel better when we're able to be productive, whatever that might be, or have a good rhythm to our day where we can we know we have a purpose,
right,
and a reason to get up in the morning, and not just to sit and watch TV or whatever all day.
I guess I think we all get a value from our jobs, right? If that's
absolutely.
You get
to,
well, a lot of us have our identity.
I was just gonna say that when the people we support are no different than Sharon and I and you, in that you say, I'm Peggy and I work at Cottonwood, or I do this, because it is part of your identity. And when people, I think the whole unemployment thing, one of the hardest things is you no longer have your identity, what you had identified with.
And you aren't taking care of yourself.
You don't have that value. And so, you know, the people we support, they're no different. They love to work. They love to get their paycheck. They spend their paycheck
in
the community. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Those 40 years ago, those folks were pretty tremendous in their forward thinking. I don't know that they totally recognize where we are now, but... It's come a long way.
It's me. And then we'll talk about that when we come back. And I also want to talk a little bit more about the businesses and how these businesses you interact with.
We'll continue with the Lawrence Business Magazine show next, right here on the News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN. News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN. Let's return to the Lawrence Business Magazine show. Once again, here's your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
Thank you. I'm here with Sharon Spratt and Peggy Wallard of Cottonwood, Inc., and we've been talking about Cottonwood and talking about the history and the services and all the different people that you guys, lives that you guys affect. Or effect or affect, whatever. But
impact.
impact. Thank you. Yeah. But one of the things that we've you guys have, what I understand, a $20 million a year operating budget. That's huge. And how do those numbers break down? Let's break down those numbers on how you serve, the number of people you serve, and where that money's coming from, and how that works, because that's a lot of money.
Well, a key component of it is the funding that we get from the state, mm-hmm. which is Medicaid dollars, which is, you know, a combination of state and federal dollars. That funding goes mm-hmm. to help pay for the staff members who support okay. individuals, whether it's on the job or mm-hmm. whether it's in the home or in any of the other services that we provide,
right.
case management. So that probably makes up about a half of the budget. And then the other half really has been from our lines of business mm-hmm. in our work center, which is our Cottonwood Industries, where we, you know, where we were talking about doing the contract work for companies locally, regionally, and nationally, as well as the contract with the Department of Defense. Honestly, mm-hmm. for the last 10 years, the contract with the Department of Defense has been a huge part of that budget because the volume of the contract has been so large. We're starting to yeah. see that to be reduced some, mm-hmm. I think, you know, just with what's going on federally and that. But,
well, as, you know, you need to, as I was telling Peggy, you just need another disaster.
Yeah.
They'll need more straps.
Right.
And, you know, bite your tongue.
So we're hoping that we, you know, yeah. so one of our goals has been to mm-hmm. continue to diversify with more, either with more contracts with the Department of Defense or with other, you know, additional contracts that we work with other companies around the area.
One of the things that's interesting about that Department of Defense contract is that it allowed us to grow our capacity, mm-hmm. that we became one of UPS's largest customers mm-hmm. because we ship so much,
right.
which allows us to, to show people across the country that we have the capacity. Mm-hmm. We are able to meet contracts. And so I think that allows us to diversify. It allows us to approach because we're able to show we have the capacity. And I think that's important.
And I think that's what when I went out there and toured your facility, which is amazing. It's huge. And the facility itself, just the amount of, it's, like you said, it's an industry. You guys have this huge contract. And I just think that is such a wonderful business model to me of having these contracts that help then fund all these wonderful social services and help these lives. But at the same time, the people that whose lives you're helping are helping take care of the contracts because they're the workforce. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just such a great and model that allows you guys to help more people and do more mm-hmm. stuff and expand your services.
Mm-hmm.
And how have your services expanded over the last, because I know that you were saying that you have over 245 employees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have.
And
you know, I think that the additional revenues that we've been able to bring in through the contract has been able, we've been able to add more to our mission
mm-hmm.
and been able to, you know, just continue to enhance the lives of and the quality of the lives that of the people that we support. We're able to have we're able to replace our vehicles on a regular basis mm-hmm. because we have the cash flow to be able to do that so that our vehicles mm-hmm. aren't breaking down all the time.
We've been able to get cash flow. Most people with social services don't even use that word.
Oh. That's so true. Yeah. That is
so
true.
So go with that, but that's a nice word to hear.
Okay. Well, that's one of the things that, you know, Sharon has been CEO since 1994, and those have not all been years that have been glory years for not-for-profit agencies, but because of her guidance and the long-term kind of management team that's in place at Cottonwood, there is a continuity, there is a flow, and everything, as Sharon mentioned, goes back to mission. You know, at the center point of everything are the people we support. How can we best do that? And we can do that with the business model that allows us to grow like we have.
And, you know, we maybe haven't even grown tremendously in numbers of people served over the last number of years, but what we've been able to do is not have to make some of the cuts. There are some organizations mm-hmm. around the state that with the cuts, I mean, we have, if you looked at our budget 5 years ago and you look at it now, you see a big reduction, well, down to zero, really, in all of our state general funds that we right. had been receiving. Mm-hmm. That's over $600,000 that mm-hmm. we have been reduced over the last 5 years from state general funds, from funding from the state. Because of these other business lines, we were able to continue and not really miss a beat and not have to make the kind of cuts that we know some other organizations have had to do, reducing staff, not giving any kind of wage increases. And fortunately, we haven't been able to every year, but the majority of the years we've been able to give, you know, some type of a small increase to the staff members that mm-hmm. That work at Cottonwood, and they do incredibly intense. It's difficult at times, you know. It's very demanding, mm-hmm. and so we want to do all the things that we can do to provide a good work environment for them, and you know, with as good a pay as we can provide, and with benefits so that we can keep them and not have problems with retention. And we have some turnover in our direct support staff, but I tell you, our mid management staff, which is really they're really critical, because mm-hmm. they're the connectors between the management team and the direct support staff, and we have really a lot of good longevity with those staff too.
That's great. I mean, I think retaining employees is so key, especially mm-hmm. in, and not having to cut services. I think that's because the services you provide are so critical to some of the people's lives.
Right.
It's not
so
a little thing,
and they involve so many different people. I mean, you know, every person that we support has an individual service plan, and depending upon the number of types of services that the person may access, there can be upwards to 8 to 10 people on their
team
wow. to help support, you know, that's just mm-hmm. And then you think about if they have a job in the community, if they work at work center, if we provide residential services for them, if they have a case manager, all those, all, you know, communication and coordination and systems,
yeah.
It really it's like running several businesses.
Well, and Sharon hasn't even mentioned the medical component, mm-hmm. because almost all of the people we support have some fashion. They all access the medical community in some way. And so you coordinate all of that. So they have very complex lives that we attempt to make seamless in terms mm-hmm. of their interacting with everybody else. So it ain't anything simple, but it is fascinating and well worth all the efforts that go into it.
And I think now when you're going after contracts, so what kind of, when you're talking, we're talking about the straps, you know, the tie down straps. When we went there, just, you have people doing their sewing and stuff. You have people, when you're pitching, you're trying to get these contracts, what is the services that you're telling these companies that you can provide? Well, how do you sell yourself out there as a, as an industry?
Well, with a cargo strap, it's a little different because mm-hmm. it's a contract that you have to secure through the Department of Defense and under a program called Ability One, mm-hmm. which there's NISH, which is National Industries for the Severely Handicapped, but they just use NISH anymore, mm-hmm. and then NIB and National Industries for the Blind. So those are contracts that could be, if you think about set aside or a set aside contract, that's mm-hmm. really the type of contract that that is. And those, you have to be serving people with severe disabilities mm-hmm. in order to even
apply to try
to secure mm-hmm. a contract. Part of the, you know, one of the key requirements of those contracts is 75% of the labor hours on those contracts have to be performed by people with severe disabilities. And so there's a lot of you know, paperwork that you have to do in order to show all that mm-hmm. anyway. But so those particular contracts, you have to be serving people with severe disabilities to even acquire those contracts.
Okay.
Now, it's kind of a twist on that with some of the other companies that we work with. If we're going into a new company that we want to sell our abilities on, we may at first not even mention that our workforce is people with disabilities because, you know, some people, whether they recognize it or not, might have an initial thought of, oh, I don't know whether they can do a job or not, you know. Mm-hmm. So we really sell our performance on any other, you know, that we have a strong workforce and we have satisfied customers and we look for the ways that we can meet their needs. A lot of times then when they find out that that they're very satisfied with the product and the work, then they find out that it's people with severe disabilities, then that's just extra good. Mm-hmm. Now some companies know too, you know, but it kind of varies. But mm-hmm. but we really use a lot of different techniques to mm-hmm. to try to connect with businesses.
Well, and the focus is on the ability mm-hmm. for Cottonwood to perform whatever it is you need done in terms of fulfilling your contract. So it becomes the focus on how is it a win for your company, and that's how we sell it.
Because mm-hmm. No matter what, whoever we're doing work for, a company, we have to provide a quality product at a fair price on time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've proven that with our strap contract for, you know, every year we recognize, you know, kind of a gold medal.
That's
recognition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that means, you know, 100% on time delivery and 100% quality. And we have a lot of other quality systems in place for our other contracts, too. But it has to be a win-win for whoever we're doing business with.
That's great. Well, we're going to come back in a minute and we're going to talk a little bit about Salute.
Great.
We'll continue with the Lawrence Business Magazine show next right here on the News and Talk of Lawrence 1320 KLWN. News and Talk of Lawrence 1320 KLWN. Let's return to the Lawrence Business Magazine show. Once again, here's your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
Thanks, John. I'm here with Sharon Spratt and Peggy Wallard of Cottonwood, Inc., and I just want to let our listeners know that the Lawrence Business Magazine is published quarterly and available at our local Hy-Vees, the Merck, and other merchants around town. And the new edition actually is on the stands. It went out last week. It's also available online at lawrencebusinessmagazine.com. And online you can find out who our next guest will be on the radio show. And you can submit questions and comments for our guest at questions@lawrencebusinessmagazine.com. And like us on Facebook, where you can also find out updates and information on the radio show and magazine, where we love to get your comments and questions, but in our effort to encourage an open dialogue, we ask that you put your name on it. So let's get back to we're going to get back here with Peggy and Susan. We were talking about
Sharon.
Sharon, we're going to just rename people today, but what we're going to do is we were talking about business, and then one of the things, obviously, as most service organizations, you guys have a big fundraiser, and that's you have a 3-day extravaganza here.
That's
Salute.
Correct.
So let's talk about that a little bit. Tonight starts with Mass Street Mosey.
Right. This is the 14th annual Salute, and 14 years ago, Cottonwood was blessed to be named the beneficiary of this particular fundraiser by Standard Beverage Corporation. Okay. And Standard Beverage has four festivals. They go around in major areas in the state. And they interviewed not-for-profits, and they chose Cottonwood, which is wonderful. And it has just grown exponentially over the years. It is a fantastic way for us to be in the public eye, to have a good time, and to spread the word about what Cottonwood does. And tonight is the Mass Street Mosey. The Mosey came about, I think this is the 10th or 11th year for the Mosey. And I want to give credit to Jim Otten and his wife, Vicki Otten. They were the chair couple for Salute for many years, and okay. they actually started the Mosey. It's turned into one of the most fun events.
Yeah, it sounds like I have not been to it. I'm really looking forward to going to it tonight. And I was just, that's interesting because I thought Mass Street Mosey, I mean, it's just kind of so kind of fun and playful sounding. And having people drinking wine up and down Mass Street.
Well, now, in the store, we want to make sure.
Food too, right?
Oh, yes. A wonderful catered food. But... yeah, one of the things is you cannot drink on the street.
That's right.
We want to make sure the ABC knows we know.
You can only do that during celebrations of Final Four games.
That's probably true.
And ours, you have to be in the building.
Yes, but it is, there are 14 venues up and down Mass Street between the 600 and 900 blocks of Mass. It is so fun. We had 600 tickets this year. It sells out in a day or two.
That's amazing.
It is. And it's great fun. And, we're ready for it. It's supposed to be warm but beautiful tonight.
Well, if the weather's, much compared to what we've been having, I think this is lovely.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
90's never felt so
no,
good.
No. Yeah. It's a big difference between 90 and 100.
Right. Yes. Right.
Well, so that's tonight.
Correct.
And then tomorrow you have something going on.
We do. We have the gourmet winemaker dinner. And this year it features wines from Buena Vista Winery. It's the oldest winery in Napa Valley. And we get a winemaker who comes in and talks to the people there about the wines and the history of the winery. And it's a kind of connecting thing for each person that attends. And absolutely incredibly delicious gourmet meal that is prepared by T.K. Peterson from the Orient.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I saw the flights with the wine and stuff. It's really fun. Those are so much fun. Mm-hmm. I have visited the Buena Vista Winery, too, when we lived in California.
Have you?
It's wonderful. Yeah,
oh,
it's
great.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, the count's coming.
Oh, I didn't know. I just had a regular tour, so
it's going to be a little bit different this year. And the count actually is the person who founded it, and we're dressing up as him. That was in the 1800s. He's really not alive, but the guy that is coming kind of has a shtick, we've never had that, and it should be fun.
Very entertaining. Very.
And then the third thing is the grand tasting and auction on Saturday night.
Correct.
Which my husband, as Steve, and he's looked through your list, and he says you guys have a lot of wonderful things there on that list.
We do. We have committees that work practically year round, soliciting specifically wine related kinds of auction items. I have to say the live auction with the higher end wines and things. Dr. Ken Wurzberger has just been unbelievably supportive over the years. He has a fabulous collection of wine, and he is very generous in donating.
That's great.
Yes, an amazing.
He's a good doctor too.
I understand personal experience
yes,
that you know he is.
Me. But that's wonderful that you have so many people participating, and
yes.
I do also like you guys have kind of. a lot of events kind of get kind of scattered, you know, but you guys really stick with a theme, and I think that makes this kind of wonderful how you stick, you know, with a theme with your auction, and everything, you know, has a... It really gives it kind of an overall, as a marketing person, I think that's pretty amazing. Now, the money that you raise, where does that go? And how is this? I know this is your biggest fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Where does that money go?
All the money that we raise in fundraisers or gifts of any kind, mm-hmm. donations to Cottonwood, go into the Cottonwood Foundation. The Cottonwood Foundation is a separate corporation that's there for the benefit of Cottonwood, and it was started back in 1985. Really, Howard Hassler was the CEO at the time, and he, I think there were a few areas around the state, other organizations around the state that were looking at developing foundations as well. So we're very appreciative of the foundation, and it's another board that I actually serve on that as well, but we have all of our fundraising goes into that, and then that money then goes to help us build new homes. Help with a lot of the needs that we have that are not covered by the funding that we get from the state and in other ways too. So,
oh, that's great.
You know, Sharon mentioned board, and we also want to say we have two separate boards, and they are amazing. The people that serve on the Cottonwood Inc. board and the Cottonwood Foundation board are just terrifically supportive of the people we serve, and they are involved in the community, all of them. It's incredible. When you look on our website and you see the names of the people,
What's your website address?
Seawood.org. Seawood.
Okay. And you can also go there and find out about Salute.
You can, or you can go to a separate website, salutewinefest.com. Mm-hmm. And but we have a few, the only tickets we have left really are for Saturday, and we only have a few of those. Those tickets are $75 a piece, and they can still order those.
So you can go online and order those tickets if you want.
Well, actually, I think they better call. Okay. Because we don't want people not to have their tickets. So if they call, they can get them. And that's 785-840-1604. And like we said, the community of Lawrence is so supportive, and the Wine Festival is our biggest fundraiser. It's great fun. Three separate and different kinds of evenings of entertainment.
That's great. It'll be fun. And then I think it's going to be fun. And there's 600 people tonight, you said, that were tickets for the Mosey. Mm-hmm. And the merchants are open down there too.
Yes, they are.
So mm-hmm. they can shop, have a yes. little wine.
It's interesting, the venues that we have. We have people who businesses that would love to be a venue, and we have to limit it. But it's, you know, they're assured of 600 people coming in their store. That's a great hook.
It is.
And so it works really, really well.
It was a great way to show off Mass Street. It's a great way to show off your Cottonwood, too, I think.
That's absolutely.
One of the things about this kind of event. It's kind of, instead of this way of you guys getting out of the community, a different perspective mm-hmm. on Cottonwood, getting mm-hmm. your message out there.
Absolutely.
About what you guys do and what you have available and how people can maybe get involved with Cottonwood. And,
yes, very much so.
And donate money, I'm sure, too.
We would always accept that.
You accept donations, do you?
We do, you know, because it goes back to the mission.
Yeah.
And the underlying mission is always there. And
everything we do.
Is mm-hmm. What is your famous guy who says money makes the mission? Or Drucker?
Peter Drucker is
right.
Well, he has written several books, and he's been an administrator of nonprofit services, but then he also writes books, and it's no money, no mission. You know, if you don't,
so,
doesn't matter how good your mission is if you don't have
right,
the
money to do it.
To get people, yeah, it's true.
And, you know, just one little comment on the work, you know, over the years, the availability of the different kinds of contracts gets harder and harder for us to do because of technology.
Oh, I would think, yeah.
You know, one thing, and just... you know, contracts going to other parts of the world, namely China. But
right.
So it gets harder and harder for us to be able to meet that demand of people wanting to have work available all the time. So we have, you know, our business development manager is out there trying to secure additional work.
So that's something too. People can also, if they have are interested, they can contact you guys too. If they think that there might be something that you guys can work with them on with the packaging mm-hmm. industry, or just
right.
kind
mm-hmm.
of. I also suggest that they call and come out and get a tour of your
right, exactly. Right. I was just going to say that.
That's
amazing.
A good way to be able to get an idea. Yeah. Peggy just reminded me that we, in fact, because we knew we just have to keep trying to secure other types of work, we did more of a marketing and I guess really
it's a targeted.
Targeted marketing
mm-hmm.
Called Outsourced to Mid-America last year. So we target a lot of companies. We're focusing some on the animal health corridor because mm-hmm. we've done a lot of work for companies that are related to either pet food products or other kind of animal related, you know. And so that's kind of a target market we're going after. But Outsourced to Mid-America is kind of our marketing that we're
so if people are interested in finding out the kinds of things we do, if they will give us a call, we'll hook them up with the right person. And we are just an amazing place.
You are an amazing place. And you guys, the way you serve this community and being here 40 years and the way things, I think you have been significant in helping not only provide people with jobs and growing, but also helping people's perception of what a person with disabilities can do and be in a valuable part of the community. I think that's really amazing what you guys have done. And we're going to be, so we're going to have everybody come out to Salute. I want to do is also to let you know that if you want to, you can go to our website. We'll post your website on the Lawrence Business Magazine website and also on our Facebook so people can reach you there. We also have, so people can get tickets. We're going to follow up with, in just a second here, I'll get all my notes here, that we go to the Lawrence Business Magazine. We're going to, it's Facebook, follow us on Facebook. And each Thursday morning, we're here at 9 a.m. talk about the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. And this week we've been talking about Salute and Cottonwood Inc., which are great organizations here. And I just wanted to ask one more thing while we're running through here. You guys said, I have that, we're talking about your satisfaction rate and JobLink. I just want to talk one more thing about JobLink. That's something that people can reach through. That's how you have people that work in Lawrence.
Right, community employment.
And that they can also get that through
Cottonwood.
Mm-hmm.
And JobLink is the one service where we really have kind of expanded mm-hmm. the individuals that we serve. We serve anybody with a barrier to employment. So it's not
okay.
just someone with, primarily we serve folks with intellectual disabilities, but in JobLink division, we serve anybody with a barrier to employment that goes through voc rehab, vocational rehabilitation, and if they're eligible for funding through vocational rehabilitation, then a lot of times they're referred to JobLink.
Okay.
And we help place them in jobs in the community.
Because you're one of the biggest employment agencies then in Lawrence, aren't you? I mean, you employ a lot of people.
We do. And we do that by making the job fit the person and make sure that we get the right person with the right job and that it works. And Sharon mentioned earlier, it has to be a win-win. Mm-hmm. It's not just a business saying, oh, I'll do this nice thing mm-hmm. by hiring somebody with a disability. It's they have to have a job, and we can do it for them. And it's amazing.
They have a job that you guys can provide a service with for.
Absolutely.
It's really happy to have a job.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it helps with the everybody there having somebody that's engaged and wanting to work, which is pretty amazing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And then, so there are almost 200 area employees. I know that we've actually done just little things with Cottonwood that's helped us out over the years with our business.
Mm-hmm.
But you have, I know that we were looking at in the magazine just some of the companies here. I know that the Oread, and you're saying some of them are going to be at the Mass Street. Some people, you're having people
sure.
work at the Mass Street
mm-hmm.
Rosie uh-huh. and some of the different companies around town. There are, what was it? There's the job link. With the job link, there's job coaches too. That's what I
thought. Right.
That was the other thing. When you're saying when people are getting the jobs, the job coaches, which I think is fascinating, that when people, you know, are working there, you're, there's somebody there to help them transition. It's not just up to the employer to train them.
No.
You guys provide people that can train, mm-hmm. help the employer train them mm-hmm. so that mm-hmm. they can get the maximum benefit of the job.
Well, and anything that happens, then they can always call the job coach, and the job coach is there.
That's so great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are going to wrap up here. I really appreciate you guys coming. Thank you both, Sharon and Peggy. And this has been really informative and interesting hour, and I'm really happy you guys could be here. Really looking forward to the Mass Street Mosey, getting more people out to Cottonwood to see all the things that you guys do out there. It's been great. So join us next week, every Thursday morning, hopefully, the Lawrence Business Magazine, Redefining the Concept of Business.
Thanks to everybody listening this morning. Thanks to Ann and her guest here. It's the Lawrence Business Magazine show every Thursday morning in the 9 o'clock hour here on 1320 KLWN.